In the contact urticaria, previously we discussed it as well that we are going to divide it into two main types, that is the allergic and the non-allergic, depending upon the pathophysiology. So mostly when it is allergic in nature, there will be a percutaneous or mucosal penetration of the causative allergen, which will trigger a type 1 hypersensitivity reaction because it is immunological. So IgE will be involved, which will provoke the type 1 hypersensitivity reaction and causing mast cell degranulation reaction, which ultimately result in the release of the histamine, and hence it will produce the urticarial reaction. So for the allergic type of the contact urticaria, the commonest causes are the foods. I'm going to share a table in which all the important allergens which will lead to an allergic or immunological type of contact urticaria are mentioned here. For the test, we are going to do ImmunoCAP, fluoroimmunoassay, or RAST can be done. If there is a history of anaphylaxis, or by skin prick testing can also be done. So we are going to examine the patient and we are going to decide which type of test should be done. So if there is no anaphylaxis, we are going to do the skin prick testing. And if there is positive, then we can go for ImmunoCAP or immunofluorescence assay. So mainly the management of the allergic contact dermatitis is the avoidance of the allergens. So is the same management for the allergic contact urticaria. There is another term in case of the allergic type of contact urticaria in which the mucosal surfaces will be involved only, especially the oral mucosa after consumption of a certain type of foods. It is known as oral allergy syndrome, characterized by immediate itching, swelling and burning sensation in the oral mucosa after eating a wide range of fresh fruits including apples, pears, cherries, plums, celery, spices and hazelnut, depending upon the sensitivity of that particular patient. If the similar type of foods are cooked, dried, peeled or bottled fruit, they do not produce that symptoms. So for oral allergy syndrome, the patient might have respiratory allergies as well to common pollens. In this case, the diagnosis is made by the skin prick testing. Fortunately, in these patients, when there is oral allergy syndrome, the inflammatory reaction does not progress to life-threatening angioedema.